Welcome to the Resilient Mind Podcast. In this episode, you will be listening to Feel the Feeling Ahead of the Experience with Dr. Joe Dispenza. Get access to the Resilient Mind Journal by clicking the link in the show notes. Enjoy.
They did an amazing study, preliminary study on autistic children. Okay? Now I'm telling you this because I want you to know that this isn't conjecture, this is reality. Young boys between the ages, I think, of 6 and 12. And these are problematic kids. They've done the physical therapy, the occupational therapy, the speech therapy, the inhibition therapy, the talk therapy. They've tried the nutrients, the vitamins, they tried everything, and then they're not responding. They haven't changed much. They're headbangers. They're incontinent. They don't sleep. They're obsessive. They have outbursts. They have no sociability. They have no gross and fine motor skills. Their language is compromised. Now, we decided, instead of doing scientific analysis, we decided to have the best scientists take a look at their kids, and that's the parents. We did. Parents know every single thing about that kid because they have all their attention. They know every habit, they know every behavior, they know every obsession. 6 weeks, two times a week. These kids, at the end of 6 weeks, speaking in complete sentences, sleeping through the night, taking naps, walking themselves to school, using the toilet, no longer defecating or urinating in their bed, hugging their parents when they come home, asking for what they want, jumping on the trampoline, being in school plays, it's insane. The parents are overjoyed. Their lives have changed dramatically because their kid has somehow changed. They're smiling, the more engaging, right? They're not even in the room, and they're producing these effects. So this is an evolution. If you never know what you'll think in differently until you have a new experience. A new experience causes you to think of possibilities you had never thought of before. And there is an infinity. There's infinities. Because you and I are making known unknown possibilities by having a new experience. And we start thinking of other ways. And that's consciousness and its never-ending process of self-discovery. To answer the question, who am I, right? So then what we discovered is that in our data collection, that people that are the most desperate tend to be the less likely to respond because they're waiting for their healing to feel gratitude. They haven't realized that when they feel gratitude, their healing begins. So that's not a problem. We have to work with them to get them out of that state. And that's what I do when everybody's getting ready. I work with the healees. We noticed that people who actually are in the river of change, they are actually working on changing something about themselves, they receive that energy better. We notice that when people are grateful, super grateful to be there, that energy just hits them really big.
You'll do anything to get what you want because that's what matter does when it's trying to change matter. And everybody's playing that game, right? Everybody's trying to accumulate the most amount of things. Okay, so that's what abundance means to certain people. Get as many things as you can. Okay, you want that? Not a problem, but let's learn the formula of how to create. So then you'd have to feel those emotions before the experience occurred. And if you understood that you could dissociate all of your attention from this three-dimensional reality and have no attention on anything known and understand that it's the field that creates matter, not matter that emits the field, and if you could get to that place and change your energy with a clear intention and elevated emotion, your heart starts beating in this beautiful rhythm like a drum. We've measured it so many times, and when that occurs, the next thing that happens, the heart informs the brain, it's safe to create now. And then we see this, like if you took a big sheet, you know, in a blanket and you went like that, the energy of the heart actually informs the brain to move into these beautiful, elegant states of alpha brainwave, coherent alpha. And that's saying, what's the next dream? What is it the next? What's the next opportunity you want to experience? That's a state of creation. So now you have a Wi-Fi signal. You got a coherent brain. That's a directive, that's a signal out. And you got this coherent heart. That's what draws it to us, right? You combine those two, and if there's a vibrational match between your energy and that potential in the quantum field, and you're feeling abundant, and whatever your brain associates with being abundant, that's your call. That's what the creative process is. This is the creative center. The brain, frontal lobe, actually says, what would it be like to be creative or abundant? I don't know what it would be like to be abundant. Well, then go read a few books on people who actually became abundant and realize it wasn't a glorious process. They failed miserably. They got betrayed. They learned a lot of lessons, but they persevered. What are the qualities of that person that you could embody? That's the key, right? Because it's not about wealth. It's who you become, right? Because people think it's about their wealth, but it's the becoming process. So then you got to turn the battleship around, because most people say, I can't feel grateful for my wealth because it hasn't happened yet. That's the hypnosis. Waiting for the experience to happen to feel grateful. Well, that's Newtonian. That's three-dimensional reality. That's cause and effect. The quantum, you got to feel it in order for you to experience it. Okay, so this heart becomes like an amplifier. And it sends that signal out, and that frequency can carry the thought of your abundance. Suffering cannot carry the thought of your abundance. Lack cannot carry the thought of your abundance. It's a different frequency, right? We feel different feelings like suffering. We think different thoughts, right? So people can say, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, I'm abundant, all they want, but that thought is never making it to the body because it's stopping at the brainstem, because the body's saying, I'm miserable, I'm unhappy, I'm in lack. Right? So the affirmation doesn't work, right? Okay, so let's go one step further. So if you practice this and you actually understood, you know, well we teach this pretty well, but if you learned it just like learning how to play handball or learning how to dance a salsa, so you just practice the form, you got really good at it. If you were doing it properly then, what would be the outcome? The experiment of being abundant would be that you would have to feel that feeling. It's so good at doing it with your eyes closed. You got to do it with your eyes open. Now, why? Because if you're feeling the feelings of your emotions, of your future, you're no longer looking for them. Your body is so objective that it's believing it's living in that reality where you are abundant. And as long as you feel that emotion, you're not separate from it any longer. You're no longer in lack. You're no longer looking for it to occur. Say, why hasn't it happened yet? If you're feeling abundant, why would you look? So then our job then is to be able to maintain that modified state of mind and body. So, okay, so does that mean like you should check your bank account tomorrow and see if there's $500,000 in it? No. You keep tuning into that potential, and then here come the synchronicities. What's that? That's feedback in your environment. It's the universe saying, hey, whatever you're doing, all of a sudden, you're starting to create, right? Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important for people to remember that they're the creators of their lives instead of the victim of their lives. The victim is saying, I'm feeling this way because that person or that circumstance or I don't have any money is causing me to feel this way. That's my relationship with money. What that really means is I'm using my lack to reaffirm my dependency, my addiction, my conditioning. That's my relationship with money, is that I put my attention on money because I don't have it. Mm-hmm. So their relationship with money is, of course, built on lack. And so when they don't have it, they feel bad. And what they're really saying is, my outer environment, my reality is actually controlling the way I feel and the way I think. So Lewis, why are you in a good mood today? Things are going good. Why in a bad mood? Things are going bad today. So this unconscious program of victimization is saying that we're allowing our environment to influence the way we feel and the way we think. Isn't that what victimization is? And the stronger the emotion we have to our lack, the more we put our attention on the fact that we don't have it. So then the person has forgotten that they're creating reality, because what they're creating is lack. And they're creating more of it. And then they try harder and they force harder. So the experiment then is, let's try it another way. Let's create from the field instead of from matter. Get a coherent heart, get a coherent brain, relax in the heart, and energy moves right into the brain. We've measured this 1,000 times. And all of a sudden, the person moves into these beautiful, elegant brainwave states where they're super creative. So the longer you're conscious of that energy, the more you draw that future to you. So then, what does the synchronicity mean? It means whatever you're doing inside of you is producing that effect outside of you. Pay attention to what you did. When the synchronicity happens, do you think you feel suffering or do you think you feel a little excitement? You feel inspired. So then that synchronicity is saying, use this energy, use this feeling. It should be easier for you to feel this now and go back and do it again. Then here comes the promotion. Here comes the email. Whoa, we have something happening here. And then that becomes the momentum, right? So then we generate abundance, right? So then if you have an hour meditation where you're tuning into your abundant future, but then you're spending the other 15 hours a day in lack, don't expect anything to change. You defaulted. You're back to the unconscious program of being a victim. So then let's go a step further. If your personality creates your personal reality, and it does, and your personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel, then the present personality who's listening to this podcast has created the present personal reality called their life. Nothing big there. Which means if you want to change your personal reality, you're going to have to change your personality.
Right.
Nothing changes in your life until you change, right? Mm-hmm. So then 95% of who we are is on autopilot, right? It's a programmed thoughts, hardwired thoughts, beliefs, perceptions, unconscious habits and behaviors, and really, really emotional responses that tend to be really knee-jerk and automatic, right? So if 95% of who we are is a set of unconscious programs, then the first step to change is becoming conscious of those unconscious thoughts. Now, people think when they sit down to do the work and make their change that they're doing something wrong. No, those thoughts have to come up. I can, I'm not worthy, it's never going to work. But the person who's truly persevering towards their abundance realizes just because they have that thought doesn't mean it's true. They're curious on what's on the other side of that thought. Ah, well, that's just the thought. Right? Moving past that thought, it has less and less power over you, right? Now, you have power over it, or better yet, you're using your brain in the proper way. And if you complain about money, if you judge people who have it, if you rush when you're in lack, if you cheat when you don't have what you need, an abundant person doesn't do that. You got to look at that and say, I got to break these habits. Oh my God, if I truly want to be abundant, I can't act this way. Now, here's the big one. If I truly want to be a new personality that's in a new personal reality, I can't take lack with me. I can't take unworthiness. I can't take the story that goes along with it with my parents, my ex, or whatever. That story has to end, right? I mean, if not now, when? The problem is that most people wake up in the morning and they think, let me think of my problems, right? The brain is a record of the past, right? So they think about their problems. They don't have enough money, and those problems are usually connected to certain people, certain objects, and certain... The moment they remember those problems, they're thinking in the past. So now they're firing and wiring the memory. They're keeping the memory of the past alive in their mind. The problem is every one of those memories has an emotion associated with it because we've experienced it. So when they feel the lack, when they feel the unhappiness, when they feel the anxiety, now the body's in the past. Thoughts being the language of the brain, feelings being the language of the body, how we think and how we feel creates our state of being. But the conditioning process starts because conditioning only needs a thought and a feeling, a memory or an image and an emotion, and a stimulus and a response, and you're conditioning your body to become the mind of that emotion. And now the memory's not in the brain. Now the memory's buried subconsciously in the body, and the body becomes the mind of that emotion, so the body is living in lack. So the body's so objective that it does not know the difference between the real-life experience that's creating the lack and the emotion that you're creating by thought alone called lack. The end product of an experience is an emotion. Well, if your life is changing, but you're still feeling lack, don't expect anything to change. You won't even see it. You'll walk right past it. You're viewing your life through the lens of the past. Okay, so then a person realizes that all their friends are making money and they're doing stuff, and they're like, wow, I'm really feeling lack now. So then when it no longer becomes about your abundance and it becomes about your change, the people who heal in this work from cancers and all kinds of chronic health conditions and Parkinson's and strokes and paralysis and all kinds of things, it's rare genetic disorders, it never was about, when they've really got in the game, it was never about their healing. It was about, what do I need to change in order to heal? The person who's feeling lack, on some level or another, it's not just in the mind, it's in the body, right? When you understand that you cannot get abundant, when it's no longer about the game called abundance, it's about the game called change. What do I need to change? The more I change, the more I'll be abundant. So then it's no longer about, how come it hasn't happened? That's the old personality. So the emotion of lack drives our thoughts and drives our behaviors. So lower the volume to the emotion every time you notice lack comes up. And just like breaking any addiction, there's going to be cravings. Because the body, which has been conditioned, the mind, the body is the unconscious mind. And the moment you decide to make a different choice, get ready, it's going to feel uncomfortable. It's going to feel unfamiliar. So the body is always influencing the mind to return back to the familiar territory. I had a guy come to our event. I love this guy. He healed himself. He tried to take his life three times. He told me that when he came to our work, he didn't have $2 to rub together. He's worth hundreds of millions of dollars
Wow.
now. And just keeps giving it away. His lesson was, no, it wasn't the wealth. It was who he became. So it's the overcoming process that is the becoming process. He had to get beyond all of those thoughts of his past, all the mistakes he made, all the things he did wrong, all the money he owed there, all of that. That was like, he just had to no longer be that person.
Thank you for tuning in. Continue strengthening your mind by listening to our other episodes.